You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
It's time to get outside. This is KSL Outdoors, brought to you by Bear River Lodge. 2 hours of stories and information on hunting, fishing, and high adventure. Our host is Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into another edition of KSL Outdoors Radio. It is a pleasure, as always, to have you with us here as we start a new day. And I'm not alone today
no,
in the studios of KSL in downtown Salt Lake City. Russ Smith is also here from Sky Call.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Two weeks in a row. Trying to set a record here.
That a record for you lately?
Yeah.
You weren't out and about or going anywhere this week, were you? Just got back from Big Sky Country not that long ago.
Doing Christmas here in town.
I'm curious, heading into Christmas, and we usually take a little time on the show to talk about things that Sky Call can supply people for Christmas gifts these days. Have you had much Christmas activity or no?
We just don't keep that much inventory because we're not – our main thing is renting. So people could buy a gift certificate or something if they wanted to, but why? We're always there, so
– and there may be a few that are still looking for some gift ideas out there. We're going to talk ice fishing this morning. It's been a while since you and I've been out on the ice with Paul and the gang up there.
You're right.
At Strawberry. You try and reflect on how many years it's been.
I'm trying to think of where my heater is.
when we do go, we like to go with Paul Phillips and the family from Strawberry because
that's awesome.
He really rolls out the red carpet for us, and we're basically lazy. So he drills
lazy.
He drills the holes and takes us out on snowmobiles. And
Where can you go where all the holes are already drilled when you get there? And
Sometimes he'll even have garlic burgers delivered to you right there.
by sled, you know.
Yeah.
It's just awesome.
That is the way to do it. We wanted to talk ice fishing today, though. Trina Hedrick is our sport fish coordinator for the Division of Wildlife Resources. Trina, we appreciate you taking a couple of minutes with us here.
Yeah, you bet. My pleasure.
We've talked a little about this on KSL this week because of a press release that Faith Jolly sent out from the office there. And our main message right now, and I'm sure you want to echo this, is it's not a great time to be on the ice right now. You still really need to wait a little while unless you're headed up to Schofield or someplace in the high elevations.
Yeah. It's the mid-elevation ice fishing is not quite there yet. High country, doing okay, but still need to be careful. We've had some warm temps, right? So everyone just needs to be really careful if they do choose to go to some of those higher elevation waters.
I saw an update on social media just a couple of days ago from the marina store up there at Strawberry, and it showed a little bit of ice starting to form. But really, if there's a warm wind, and I say warm meaning if we've got 40-degree temperatures, that's a little too warm, and the winds are blowing, that ice just doesn't have any ability to set up.
Yeah, that wind can really just wreak havoc on especially some waters that just have like a really long fetch on them, so... Just reiterating, there is some ice out there, but just be real careful. We're all excited to get out and do some ice fishing, but, you know, you do kind of need to wait until it's safe.
And that's pretty universal. I mean, I coming out of Montana, there was nothing iced over.
Yeah.
And so the temperatures, I watched the temperatures up there on the big ranch, you know.
Yeah.
And they're the same as Salt Lake City.
I'm sure, my brother lives in Missoula, and they usually mirror pretty much the weather here unless a storm system moves across the north and just avoids us altogether. Is 4 inches still the thickness that you want to be watching for?
Yeah, that's what we tell people. You want at least 4 inches, and at that, you know, you still want to be very careful when you go out, you know, auger some holes on your way out or take a spud bar and make sure you're really testing that ice as you're walking out, because ice can vary, that thickness can vary throughout the whole water body too, especially in some of these bigger reservoirs where you got pressure ridges and different springs maybe coming up and other inflow.
Well, that's one of the other reasons I mentioned, you know, the burger delivery, which doesn't happen anywhere else. but one of the things Paul knows about Strawberry when he takes us out is where all of those springs happen to come in, and you'll... not even know it and all of a sudden be in about 6 inches of slush mid-season and not know why, but it's because those streams are flowing in.
Take that orange ribbon serious.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. All right, let's talk about things people need to know before they head out. As far as equipment goes, certainly layering clothes is an important thing.
Yes, 100%. And I think we all have our own systems. Some of us need more layers than others. So just be aware of what your requirements are, right? I've got my own system. It's usually 5 layers on top, 3 layers on bottom, plus my bibs, and then I take my big coat just in case. So I'm like the kid in a Christmas story. But that's what it takes for me to stay warm. I have a lot of friends who are Vikings, and they don't need that much. But, you know, everyone has their own needs. So just recognize that. It's nice to take some, like, hot chocolate or some hot tea out, too, just so you can warm yourself up. And I always wear toe warmers and bring some hand warmers as well.
Wow, you do it upright. Man,
I thought I was bad.
I like to be cold. I love ice fishing. I don't like to be cold. So, you know, anyone who's worried about being cold out there, if I can do it, y'all can do it. You know, like I said, know what you need to be comfortable out there, right?
Right, right.
Don't forget the packing blankets and space heater. And plenty of propane.
Right. Yes, yeah. And you can even get some of those. I think it's a Mr. Buddy heater, maybe. I can't remember the brand, but you know, you can can kind of turn it on its side, and then you can actually cook food on it, too. That's pretty awesome.
All right, so a good auger is something you're going to need. The great thing about ice fishing, and let me ask you this, are you a shelter person or no? Do you take a little tent out there with you ever?
I am not a shelter person. They are nice to have, especially when you have the kids or, like, on a windy day. But I don't usually take a shelter. I just stay home on a windy day and wait till the sun comes out and go on that day.
Yeah. Those, I was just in Sportsman's the other day looking at some stuff, and they'll range in price from anywhere from, you know, a little over $100 to $200 all the way up to $1,000 if you want to spend that much. But the great thing about ice fishing, we mention this every year, is that the cost is relatively inexpensive to get started. For the rod and reel, I mean, they're tiny. And that's part of the fun, is that you're using this tiny, lightweight rod, and so any fish that you do latch onto is going to give you a good fight.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Especially, you know, you're fishing for these little panfish, so you have a nice lightweight rod in it, but they still feel like they're just these big beasts on the end. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Here's the other thing. Don't expect big strikes from the fish. A lot of times, and I think of Navi, Mike Navidomskis, who's our other buddy, and he'll join us for Fish Bites coming up. He, you know, when we're fly fishing, if he sees a hesitation in the line, he's always standing behind us doing this,
set!
That's a fish!
Set!
That's a fish! And ice fishing is kind of the same way. These fish will take it on the drop, like they're looking for something that fell through the ice. And so when you see a hesitation in your line as it's dropping, that's probably a fish.
Yeah, it can be real subtle. And it's funny, like, you'll be out there, and until you figure out what the bite is for the day, you're kind of sometimes just feeding fish until you figure that out, right? But it's still a lot of fun to, even if you know you're feeding fish, just to, you know, take those first couple of cast, I guess, for lack of a better word, and just figure out what are they doing down there, and how subtle is it. Sometimes they will be a little bit more aggressive, and those are great days. But yeah, for the most part, it does seem like, they're just really subtle, and you've just got to really pay attention.
What's your go-to as far as bait goes? For Paul, I know just about every time we go up there, and it might change as far as colors go, but it's always just a little ice fly, usually tipped with a mealworm, does the trick.
Oh, yeah. You know, I think it depends on what you're going for, of course. But if you're, you know, trying to target panfish or maybe some rainbows, I like to do 2 on my line. And I use a heavier, like maybe a Haley rig or, you know, some kind of, what do you call them? Oh, no. Just something heavier, right? Like maybe a heavier spoon or something like that. And then about a foot up, then that little ice fly, and I'll tip both of those with a mealworm or a waxworm. Mm. If you're going for those bigger fish, you might need some cut bait, right? So you can use some kind of like a fish parts or whatever you buy at like the bait store, and you can cut those up and use that like for lake trout or something like that at Flaming Gorge Reservoir.
Like a little shiner or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about handling of the fish? We have about a minute left here. As far as handling the fish in these conditions, obviously they are not as energetic because they're under the ice, usually in a dark situation. And because of the temperature of the water, they're not real active. You do have to be a little more careful with them.
Yeah, you know, when you're pulling them up from the water, the water is not frozen, right? So it's above 32 and you're pulling them out into sometimes 15, 20 degrees. That can be hard on them, you know, as can handling. So it's just really good to have, just be ready, right? Be ready with your pliers or hemostats and get them off if you're going to catch and release and just return them back to the water as quickly as possible, because even though it's not hot, you know, you think of hotter temps being really stressful for them. It's stressful. It's in a different way. So yeah. Just good to be on it and be ready to get them back in.
Well, here's my message. A, it's too early to be doing this, so wait till after the first of the year when we get some more cold weather setting in. But B, you don't have to put your love of fishing away for the winter. Just embrace this and make sure you dress the right way. Oh, and one more thing. Take a backup on those clothes and have them in the car, because if you get wet, you're going to want to change out of it in a big hurry. We appreciate everything you do, Trina. Thanks for your time today.
Yeah, thank you.
Trina Hedrick is our new sport fish coordinator for the Division of Wildlife Resources. Congratulations on the gig, too, by the way.
Hey, thanks.
We will take a break. When we come back, I think Roger Eggett's set to join us, so we'll do that. Bear River Lodge, the sponsor of this program every week. KSL Outdoors Radio.